Good day, everyone. Thanks very much for your time today. This is our second Advisory Council meeting of this year, both of which, of course, have been virtual. We've had several virtual meetings, you know, the several small group meetings we had in May. We had breakout sessions last month. So here we are going on a year that we are, it's going on a year that we've been meeting virtually. I was talking to someone yesterday. He's the CEO of a firm, and he described how he has fallen into this, a workable routine. In the morning, he exercises indoors, usually, takes the dog for a walk, he checks his overnight emails, catches up on the news, starts his day, even has breakfast with his children, which is quite a departure from the way things used to work. When he was traveling from Washington to D.C. On a very regular basis. And he didn't recount this for me in a bad way. It was more along the lines of a new routine, a new normal. And he mentioned the efficiency of his new routine. He's probably not working any fewer hours, but he does think he might be operating more efficiently. Certainly far less time in taxis, or in airports or in hotels. So most of us, I'm guessing, I know certainly myself, all of us have not traveled for business purposes in many months. And I guess this is going to continue for, well, hard to guess, another quarter, another year. I don't think anyone really can speculate. Let's hope for a vaccine soon so, you know, we can get back to whatever that new normal might look like. And of course, that old normal included face-to-face meetings, and I have to say, our virtual engagements have worked out really very good. They've been fruitful, they've been substantive. I really do think that they've gone very well. I miss the bilateral discussions during a coffee break or lunch or over dinner. I miss looking around the room after someone has made a provocative or a contentious statement. I always like to look around a room when I was chairing meetings to see people, you know, maybe shift uncomfortably in their chairs or even roll their eyes or make a face or lean to the person next to them to say, do you believe what you just heard? So there's, you know, we are missing that dynamic. But again, the current reality is not bad. And we make the best of what we have to work with. And it really has worked pretty well, all things considered. All right, so that's just to set the stage and a little bit of background. Now, what about today? Today, of course, may be a momentous day that could have profound global implications for years, even generations to come. Oh, and by the way, there's also a U.S. presidential election that's taking place today, in case you didn't know. So I was talking about the Advisory Council meeting for today and tomorrow. the main feature of our meeting today and tomorrow, as you know, is the topic of sustainability reporting. Now, the amount of time dedicated to this issue today and tomorrow is commensurate with the effort expended by the trustees and staff on this topical, even pivotal issue. With the breakout sessions that we held in mid-October, I think we've set the stage very nicely. Now, if you remember those breakout sessions, and I think 2/3 of the council attended those, so thank you for those who were able to participate. We had a well over a majority of advisory members who were able to attend. So that was only a few weeks after the actual consultation. So the trustees published the consultation paper on September 30th. We had meetings a little less than 2 weeks after the publication of the consultation. So it was really good timing. I mentioned to you back then, and I'll mention again, the trustees are very much in listening mode. As you've seen, the consultation paper has 10 questions, an 11th question, which is pretty open-ended. And I really applauded then, and I still feel very strongly that this is exactly the way a consultation should be handled. There are no right or wrong answers. The trustees are looking for feedback, and that's what we are here to do today.
Good. Good. How are you? That's good. Good. I saw I missed your call too. I know you probably calling back from yesterday.
Can I ask everyone to please use your mute button? All right. So again, one of the main things I'd like to get out of this is to provide that kind of feedback to the trustees. The benefit of the breakout sessions that we had about a month ago or several weeks ago, we were able to hear your initial views. We were able to hear positions or just the views of your colleagues. And a lot of this, at that time anyway, a lot of it was still unfolding. People were expressing personal views, maybe not even necessarily an institutional view. In any event, we've got today and tomorrow, we've got more than 4 hours today and tomorrow to discuss the questions that were posed to commenters in the consultation paper. What else do I want to say? Just a reminder of the role of advisory council members. As you know, and we've discussed this during the small group meetings earlier in May, what is the role of the advisory council? It's to provide strategic direction to the trustees and to the board. So keep that in mind, strategic direction. There's also an ambassadorial role. So you're serving as ambassadors for the foundation, for the board. This is really an important role, and as part of that role, can I ask you to please, again, not only make sure that the consultation paper has been distributed within your organization and that you're eliciting views, and ultimately your organization will comment, I hope, by the end of this year. So that's the comment deadline is end December. But in this ambassadorial role, everyone here at this meeting has a network. Please make sure, and it doesn't have to be the same industry as you, but you all have networks, and it would be really useful to make sure that people are aware that this consultation is going on. I've done something very similar. The many years I've spent in Basel, I've been in touch with the Swiss National Bank, the supervisory authority, some of the big banks in Switzerland, just to make sure people that I know, who I guess you can say are part of my network, just to make sure that they are aware that that this consultation is going on. It's really important to get the word out. Okay, so that's the sustainability reporting issue. We're going to spend some time on that today. As you know, our meetings we cover a lot of ground relating to the wide range of issues that are under consideration by the trustees and the board. And we're privileged to have with us today the IFRS Foundation Chair, Erkki Liikanen. Erkki is going to give us an update on the trustees' activities. Sue Lloyd, the Vice Chair of the board, she's going to walk us through the latest developments at the board since our last meeting in late May. Then we're going to hear from Neely Shah and Lee White to talk to us about the all important feedback loop. Again, this is something that we covered during the small group meetings. It really is crucial. So we, as an advisory council, we provide feedback or input, I should say, on a range of issues to the trustees and to the board. And then we get this feedback from Neely, from Lee, from staff, to let us know how that information was acted upon, how was it received by the trustees or the board. So this feedback loop is really important, especially for us, as we know, are we providing the kind of input to the process that's expected of us? So I also look forward to that. One last thing, and that's our task today and tomorrow is to put ourselves in the shoes of the trustee and provide input that offers, I love to emphasize, to stress, strategic advice. It doesn't necessarily need to be your institutional perspective or your individual, your role as a member of a firm. It doesn't necessarily have to be from your individual perspective or your institutional perspective. I know it's not always easy to disentangle, to separate the two, but first and foremost, try to recall that we're providing feedback to the trustees. Try to put yourself as they are decision makers who need to decide what to do next on certain issues, particularly the sustainability issue. So that said, let me say good day to Erki. Erki, thank you very much again for joining us today, and look forward to your update. Over to you, Erki.